William Hinkle. He's one of the folks at Eversource on the public affairs side. And William, of course, been on the show, does a great job for the state's largest electricity energy provider, if you will. And road crews, DOT, and Eversource, as well as other utilities, planning for what could be more scattered power outages. And William, you look at the track of this thing, you look at areas. I know you've tried to sort of trim as many of those branches as you can. William Hinkle joining us. Good morning, New Hampshire, the Pulse of Nature, with an update of what to expect later today, tomorrow night, and possibly into Friday. William, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Jack. And yes, you hit a lot of the potential challenges that we're going to be facing. You know, with trees weakened by the ice storm that we saw last week, especially the band of ice that basically stretched from our border with Vermont to Maine across the central part of the state, those trees have been really weakened. And so the heavy wet snow and gusty winds we could see with this nor'easter make the trees even more susceptible to come down and cause damage to the electric system. So we've been preparing over the last several days to help respond to any potential outages for our customers. We brought in hundreds of additional crews to support restoration efforts. Our crews have been out across the state over the last few days, patrolling the system both on ground and aerially, trying to identify potential issues that we can proactively address. And we've had tree crews across the state as well, as you referenced, trimming back as many hazardous trees as they can over the last few days to help minimize any potential outages that we could see from this nor'easter.
As the largest electricity energy supplier in our region, there are others, but many, many Eversource customers. William Hinkle speaking for Eversource. What you're seeing now, the latest models haven't really changed much, just starting a little bit later in this week. But here we are Wednesday afternoon. I'm looking at 4, 5, 6 o'clock later this afternoon, and I think people have heard about this on the way, some rain and snow starting. The winds overnight with a classic nor'easter, more snow up north, but even places like the coast or southern tiers could see 4 to 6, 4 to 8 of the heavy wet stuff. Are you, from what you're seeing, William, is it pretty certain that we're going to see some degree of power interruption scattered in different areas based on this forecast?
Yes, I think that's safe to say that their customers should be prepared for likely outages. We'll definitely see some, and the potential exists in every region across the state. One of the other challenges with this storm is the long duration of it over multiple days. So our crews are going to be ready to work overnight tonight. We do expect the highest level of impacts to occur tonight into tomorrow morning. And again, just the long duration of this storm, coupled with the recent weather we've already seen that's weakened trees, could pose some significant challenges here over the next couple of days.
And again, you just don't know, do you, William, because it could be in Bow, it could be in Guilford. It really depends on Mother Nature and those branches and those trees you talk about. A big tree or branch goes down in an area where even if the branches were trimmed, that tree, as you mentioned, being weakened from previous storms, that goes down, hits a line. So it really is hard to say. Is there any one area you're planning for more? I know you're looking for additional trucks and resources, but is it pretty much unknown where you could get the interruptions?
So we're prepared for impacts in every region of the state. I would, instead of pointing out one area that could be hit hardest, I would say that outages are likely in nearly every region of the state, but to the extent we see lesser impacts, it would likely be immediately along our border with Massachusetts, southern New Hampshire, maybe the coast, but of course the winds there pose a little bit more of a threat than they do in other spots of the state, high elevations excluded. So that's what I would say. Up north, the amount of heavy wet snow we're going to see will probably be the most significant up there, but the trees are probably weaker in the central parts of the state because they got hit harder last week. So this really could bring impacts to nearly every community in this state.
William Hinkle speaking on behalf of Eversource. William, on my phone, and I know you do this, and maybe I think you give the information here and anything you want to add, but I did receive this. I received a couple communications via text. So, from Eversource, as an Eversource customer, therefore, we are tracking another storm with snow, ice, heavy rain, and damaging winds and preparing for potential outages Wednesday into Thursday. monitor the forecast, be prepared, see the storm center, eversource.com. And for any support or questions, 800-662-7764. 800-662-7764. I guess that says it all, right?
Yes. The only couple things I would add to that would just be prepared to report your outage. Every bit of information we receive when outages occur helps speed the restoration process. Don't assume that your neighbor has reported an outage and you're all set with that. Even if we're aware of the outage in the area, getting the information from all of our customers does help us in the restoration process. And have a plan to report that outage. Of course, if you lose power, your way to report the outage might change, but we offer multiple avenues to report that outage. You can call the number 800-662-7764 that you just referenced, Jack. You can report outages online. If you sign into your account this morning, you can sign up for our two-way texting feature and communicate with us that way and receive updates about any potential outages through text. And you can also download our mobile app and always report and track the status of outages there. So we do offer those multiple avenues for our customers to stay in communication. And then, of course, as always, once the storm does arrive, if you come across any down wires, stay as far away from those as possible. Assume they are energized. Also keep any of your pets away and report those immediately to 911 and then give us a call. During storms, one of the first priorities always is working closely with our communities and public safety officials to address emergent public safety threats like down wires. So, again, any information we get if you come across a down wire helps us address those public safety issues quicker.
William Hinkle speaking on behalf of Eversource ahead of the nor'easter later today and tomorrow. Thank you, William. Appreciate being on the show.
Thanks for having me, Jack.